This is KCUR. Republican Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas can usually be relied upon to toe the party line, but now, perhaps inadvertently, he has thrust himself into the middle of the Senate plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. And as KCUR's Jim McLean reports, that has put him at odds with GOP leaders determined to get a bill to President Trump's desk.
Unlike many of his colleagues, Jerry Moran doesn't seek the limelight or the national stage, but is one of a handful of Republican senators publicly opposed to his party's Obamacare replacement bill. Moran, whether he intended to or not, has put himself center stage in the national health care debate, says University of Kansas political scientist Burdette Loomis.
It's unclear he thought things through as completely as he might have, because now, rather than being pretty much a presumptive yes, I think in many people's eyes in Kansas, he's a presumptive no. This puts a lot of pressure on Moran politically.
This fight is not over. We're being heard, and we're here today to turn the volume up. We aren't letting up because we...
That pressure was evident at a demonstration staged at Moran's state office in Olathe the day after he came out against the bill.
Just because he came out now doesn't mean that he will stay a no, and so we want to send a very strong message that Kansans are against this bill and we want him to remain a no on it.
That's event organizer Amy Bergen of Lawrence. To keep the pressure on, she urged the Johnson County demonstrators to also show up in force today at Moran's first town hall meeting of the holiday break.
Which will be in Rooks County, which is 4 hours away from here. But there are people that want to carpool from Kansas City, so if you want to go...
Tom Bell heads the Kansas Hospital Association. He met with Moran in Washington the day the senator announced his opposition to the Obamacare replacement bill.
When he first came out, he said, if this isn't good for Kansas, it's not going to have my support. And I really do think that's what his guidepost was.
Bell says Moran shares the concerns of hospital administrators about how nearly $800 billion in Medicaid cuts would affect low-income Kansans and rural health care providers. He says Moran also expressed concerns about the way the bill treats states that have expanded their Medicaid programs versus states like Kansas that have not.
I think it's pretty easy to look at the figures and see that Kansas as a state is disadvantaged by this bill. It is locked in to not being able to expand Medicaid at the same time that it's asked to pay for states who are already expanding. And I think he recognized that.
Between now and 2025, Bell says, expansion states will get $685 billion more than non-expansion states. Kansas's share of that loss would be about $21 billion. And that, says expansion advocate Shelton Weisgrau, would be on top of the almost $2 billion that Kansas has already foregone.
And that directly disadvantages Kansas taxpayers. We're all paying our federal taxes. We're not paying lower taxes because Kansas is not participating in these programs. So our money is continuing to fund the states that have expanded Medicaid.
Moran hasn't publicly detailed his reasons for opposing the bill, but it's clear from this interview with Fox News in late June that he had concerns about how it treated non-expansion states.
We want to make certain that those legislatures, those states that determine not to expand, and the providers that rely upon Medicaid and the patients that rely upon Medicaid aren't harmed because of that decision was made.
People on all sides of the healthcare debate are eager to hear more from Moran at today's town hall meeting in Palco, a tiny town just north of Hayes. Opponents of the Senate bill will be listening closely, as will Senate leaders determined to find a way to get Moran and other wayward Republicans back in the fold. But that, Loomis says, will be difficult, given that they must satisfy concerns that span the political spectrum.
So you've got Rand Paul, who's a probable no on the one end, Susan Collins, a probable no on the other, and then 7, 8, 10 people who have big problems in the middle. I don't see how you do it.
Still, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell appears determined to get the votes. And one of the votes he needs belongs to the usually reliable Jerry Moran. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jim McLean.